Welcome to another episode of Making Dough Show, where we love talking about making dough in the restaurant business. And I've been talking to you for the last few weeks about, you know, coming up with a game plan for the holiday season and being in the restaurant industry. We talked about, you know, the staffing challenges and holidays. We talked about understanding customer psychology. We also talked about logistics. There's a lot of logistics that are involved, of course, and the time to prepare and to plan for those is now, friend. And today I am not excited to talk to you about the weather logistics. We gotta have a contingency plan for the weather. And I always thought ignorantly, this would really mostly affect people who live in colder areas. I don't know, the East Coast or, you know, what have you, wherever you live that is cold, wintry, snowy, windy, all the things. And we live in Texas and we're going to, you know, that doesn't affect us as much. Weather affects your customers a lot. Now, granted, we had the Snowmageddon here in Texas a couple of years ago. It was something. We had to get rid of a lot of product that went to waste because we lost power. Our make lines were obviously with the power, what have you. We had to throw everything that was in the make line. The walk-in was a disaster. I think some big rig hit some power line somewhere all at the same time. And we were not really ready for the weather. And that's why this is on the table, because the time that we need to sit and plan, in our case, you know, me and my husband, we got to sit, we got to plan and have a contingency plan for the weather. This is you and I's job as leaders in this business. Now let's get into it. First off is monitoring the weather. You know, this has to be on the table. You got to monitor, you know, the weather. And obviously there are many apps for that. You know, I usually use the regular app for the weather that comes on the phone, and that is not enough. So usually this is my husband who checks the weather, and what he looks at is, you know, you can see on the map, you know, the weather changes all the time. That's another conversation. But, you know, you can see where those, if there is a storm, if there is a what have you, where is it going? And we really have, you know, we have six restaurants here in San Antonio, so we can really see where our restaurants are and where we're going to be affected. And obviously there's a lot of communication among the team because they may be hit up here, and as it's going 30 minutes or an hour later, they're hit down. So do you have an app, weather app, that's a little bit more professional than your regular iPhone app, where you can really see the storm so you're well informed, so you can make better decisions? You can see, oh, you know what? Yes, we're going to have icy roads. At 6 a.m., the temperature goes here and there is icy road alert. However, by noon, all of that is cleared because our team members are going to freak out. They're always ready to freak out very quickly. You need to be ready. You need to lead by example. You need to know when the ice is going to be on the roads, that are we going to be affected or we're not going to be affected. And really balancing this next point, obviously safety is first. Safety for our team and safety for our customers. Of course, we also have a business. We have a lot of bills to pay. We have to pay our people, and we got to make money because we got to pay our bills. This is a business. This is not a charity. This is not monopoly money. And so you need to really think about, how are we going to prioritize both? And that's a juggling act. You cannot be so freaked out. You know what? Let's shut down at 6 a.m. There's going to be a freeze. And what if we get into an accident? What if this happens? What if that happens? You have to discern and you have to decide what's going to be best for your team, for your customer, and for the company. One of our core values in our company is 3X win. 3X win is this: we want our customer to win, we need our people, our team to win, and we need the company to win. We cannot be just, we're going to be open, rain or shine, we got bills to pay. If you are that kind of a language you have as a leader, people don't respect you, your team. They need to understand you prioritize their safety. You need to lead by example. You need to be there. You need to drive the road. You need to send some safety messages. In fact, my husband does that because he's a better driver than me by far. So whenever we have big rain out there on the roads, he does send a message on our scheduling platform, some tips about how to drive in the rain. Make sure that we keep a distance with the car in front. You find some YouTube video about, you know, safety driving in ice, you know, depending on the content, as hail and rain. There are YouTube videos for that that are 3 to 4 minutes. We send it to our team so they are understanding how to safely drive on the road. So safety matters, but the company's interest also matters. So that's a bit of a juggling act. And it goes back into you and I communicating that to the team such that they understand. They understand that we have empathy. We are grateful for them to be there and vice versa. They have empathy and understanding for us as a business that we get bills to pay. Next thing is, again, I was trying to share with you a little bit about, you know, tips, sending, having those videos. If it rains, I want to have a video that we share. If it's icy, if it hails, how to drive and all of those things, we send those videos. You got to have those and clear pathways. Are they, if it's raining, if some, you know, road is backed up, there are going to be sadly some car accidents on the road. We send messages to our team. Hey, I-35 over on this road is backed up. Take the back road through, blah, blah, blah. So the team knows what roads to drive, which roads are safer, less cluttered, less busy, the entrance, what have you, all of those. And keeping pathways clear. Have you thought about if you get a lot of snow, you know, you all who live in those areas, you already know all of that. You know, what am I talking about? Like in terms of salting, you know, put salt in the pavement to avoid accidents for customers, for our staff. Y'all who live in those areas, you know, we live in Texas. I don't even know anything about those things. So bear with me. I just wanted to say, make sure you have a plan for that. Emergency power. What if power goes out? In fact, it may very well go out. We all experienced that again during Snowmageddon here in Texas. It was horrid. We did not have a backup generator. We did not have a plan. So what is your plan if the power goes out for an extensive period of time? What are you going to do with, you know, $2,000 or something worth of inventory you have in your walk-in, in your make line? What are you planning on doing? So we got to think about that. Communication. If there is a change in operations, if you have to open a little later in the day, in the evening, what is your communication plan with the customer? Are you going to send an email? I don't know. Are you going to update your social media and pin it to the top? A lot of folks do post them on Insta stories. Are you going to have signage on the door? Maybe you have to close because for us in Texas, if temperature goes below a certain level, you know, our employees will just not come to work. And we have to work with that. We don't, you know, safety. And again, we run with what we got. But you have to have a way of communicating with team, communicating with customers, so they know, you know, what's the point of being open? There is a frozen road, and if we are open and customers don't know that we're open. So we got to have a communication strategy for that. Next is flexible staffing. You have got to work with people. Yes, some people are worse drivers than others. Some freak out more than others. You cannot change other people. You have to equip them. You have to be encouraging, and you got to challenge them that they can do what's before them. And also consider really knowing who lives far, who lives close. Some of our team members live within a 1 mile of the store. Some people drive 20 minutes to get to the store. This is the time to know who lives where. Have those conversations. Say, Johnny, you live a mile away and Susan lives 5 miles out. It would mean the world if you can drive to the store earlier. So Susan will come when the sun comes up, and when it's a little bit later in the day, Susan will do her best to come over. But this is a time to please be there for your team. Can you do that? Can I rely on you to show up? Considering you live a mile away. In fact, I will pick you up and drop you off after the shift. So some, you got to work with your team, be flexible with the staffing, have those conversations now so they expect it when the time comes. Delivery and takeout, you will see a shift in your dining options. Hopefully you will see an increase in sales, but some folks don't want to come out. If you have a family, they don't want to haul their kids, put them in a car seats. If it's cold, if it's raining, for them to come to the store. So you will see a shift in delivery and takeout to go up. And have you considered that? Do you have enough drivers when that happens to make sure your delivery times are not that bad? Sometimes we forget we had to deal with these same issues last year, 12 months ago, and we forget that these are the issues that will happen every single year. We got to ramp up for delivery drivers and all of that, shifting our schedule. Think about that. How are you going to make it easy for your customers? Eighth tip I have for you is about the inventory and supplier coordination. If you know that there is this storm coming in, you have to work with your supplier and discern, are you ordering some stuff earlier? Maybe you've got to stock up on certain things earlier that you can stock up on. And considering the weather, the inventory of, you know, all the stuff with your food, you got to consider the weather and how it's going to affect your supplier and you. You got to have backup suppliers in case your supplier was not able to get the chicken. You got to get your chicken from somewhere else, if you know what I'm saying. And that's the time to make those supplier coordinations. Last but not least, this is my ninth tip. This is warm and cozy ambiance. This is the time. This is the season. It is the holiday season. This is the cozy season. We just had a very hot summer in Texas, and we're not even thinking about the winter right now, but it is coming. It's getting a little bit cooler air, and it is coming our way. They say out there, some experts, that the winter is going to be very cold. And that's why I wanted to have these convos with you. I hope that you are finding these to be beneficial. And we got to embrace the winter season. I'm not too fond of it myself. I prefer a hotter season. But this is the time. It is the winter. We got to embrace this. If the weather outside is frightful, we got to make sure that the inside of our restaurants is delightful. Did you like that cheesy? I told you we're in the pizza business. So that was a little cheesy right there. But how are we going to make our experience for our customers considering the weather? It is raining outside. It is cold. Should you have some umbrellas that we can walk our guests to the car? You know, maybe some cozy lighting, you know, warm beverages. These are the times that they do very well. Hearty dishes. If you're thinking about some of those on your menu, this is the time. Embrace winter. Embrace the holiday season. Let me know how you liked this series where we talked about all things holiday season, equipping you to have a fantastic quarter of sales, crushing this quarter. Let's get after it. Let's make some dough. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below on the YouTube. Like this video if not already. Subscribe to the show and let's get back to work and make some dough. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.